The first night I attended the freshman woman's Bible study here at First Pres, my appearance reflected my experience thus so far as a Cal student. I had just come from my daily routine of classes, then crew practice, so I was wearing a Cal baseball cap, baggy sweats that covered up my spandex shorts and a crew t-shirt, and a huge backpack that carried my chemistry and math textbooks. In addition, my eyes were swollen from my hour's worth of bawling on the phone to my mom earlier that day about how much I hated it up here and how badly I wanted to transfer. Needless to say, I was a mess. As an engineering major and a student athlete, I allowed my busyness to suppress my time growing with the Lord, therefore resulting in a life of little meaning. However, through my escalating involvement in the freshman Bible study and in the Focus community, I was able to embrace meaning back into my life. Within this process, I switched majors to sociology, I quit the crew team, and I made much fewer tear-filled phone calls to my mom begging her to allow me to transfer to USC. It was through these transformations and my involvement at First Pres that have made me into the lover of Jesus Christ that I am today. The passage Micah 6:8 is a perfect reflection of my time spent here in the First Pres community. It states, God has shown us what is good. What does the Holy Spirit require of us but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God? During the past 4 years, God has shown me what is good through my involvement with Focus, the youth ministries of middle school and high school, and the 505 service. The members within each of these communities have played various roles in my life, whether it be my 2 o'clock coffee date on Monday, or my roommate, or my biggest role model, or the phone call away for encouragement and prayer, or my teammates in Uganda. In addition, these communities have shown me what justice looks like in action. I cannot remember a sermon that did not incorporate an application of the Lord's word in our everyday lives here in the streets, neighborhoods, and classrooms of Berkeley. Through the encouragement of deepening my understanding of what social justice looks like, my view of the Lord's creation and his people has been challenged by the important incorporation of love and kindness. And it is because of this deepening of my love for others and the Lord that I am able to stand firm and walk humbly in my faith today. The Lord and First Pres have also encouraged me to stand up here today and tell you all of a recent challenge in my life. My dear friend Carlos Coro reminded me at this past Focus winter retreat that God always meets us where we're at. Little did he know just how powerful these words meant to my life during that period of time. Just 3 months prior to this conversation, 2 of my best friends from home called me out for looking too skinny. Yes, I could tell I'd been losing weight rapidly and that I thought about food more than I had ever before. But the thought of an eating disorder had never occurred to me. After powerful conviction and figuring out the truth behind my depression, anxiety, lack of energy, and lack of joy, I realized I could no longer control this idol that had taken place of the Lord in my life. The road to recovery from anorexia has been a bumpy one. Initially, I was furious with the Lord, asking, "Why me? What have I done to deserve this?" I had anxiety attacks. I was apathetic to my commitments and my relationships, and lost the majority of my joyful self. But through many days and nights of prayer, submission of my control to the Lord, the encouragement and prayers of others, and Christian therapy, the Lord has shown me that he has and will continue to meet me in the darkest and brightest hours of my life. Through the constant prayer and support of a few friends from this community of First Pres and family and friends from home, I've seen what the true definition of love is. This journey has been one of the toughest experiences in my life, but the Lord has shown me with his sweet love and consistency that he will use me and heal me in all times in my life. I have learned that the only way that I can heal from this is through seeking confidence in the Lord and in him only. Our God is mighty to save, and I will stand firm in this as I continue to heal from this eating disorder and progress into the next chapter of my life. Through the tough and not so tough times here in Berkeley, I can honestly say that the community of First Pres is one of the few things that has remained constant in my life. The Lord and teaching, or the people and teachings of this church have encouraged me to seek the Lord in all I do and to never give up on the power of his mightiness and love. Thank you, First Pres, for leaving this unforgettable impression in my life.